Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Oh, hold on, everyone. I got a text from Captain Sandy. Hey, Big Phrase! It's Big Sand here. I just got to tell you, we're ending our journey together, but it's not goodbye.
Wow.
It's just au revoir. That's how the French say it, right? Till next time. Laters. I just want to say, it has been a pleasure turning you from a complete disaster into a winner. I mean, think how far I have pushed you to be. Think how far you've come thanks to what I did for you. Without my public humiliation, you wouldn't have had a breakdown. And without me basically calling you a cancer, you wouldn't have freaked out on the phone with your mother and manned up, as it were. Don't like those gender terms, but Big Sand, what can I do? But I need to tell you, basically, you owe everything you are to me. Anyway, I'm not one for emotional speeches, even though this is a text. But you really made me proud. You helped me lead my ship. And for that, I'm forever grateful. You pulled yourself out of the abyss. You pulled yourself out of the trenches. The vagina of the earth, really. Just like that time on Laverne and Shirley when... Wait, wasn't there an episode where Squiggy pretended to be dead? I don't know. Sounds about right. I gotta go because my Captain Lee's coming back, and I did this everything for him, and his boat's running sweetly. So Big Sand out. I'm gonna go golfing. P.S. Come work for me again. Well, don't really like fairies as chief stews, so I need to think about that. Like perky tits. Anyway, hope to see you around soon. Laters. And that's a wrap on Big Sand.
It's a big wrap on Big Sand. I can't believe you didn't hold the phone to memories to the last of the phrase.
I don't care. She's not one like me, Irish goodbye.
That's Sandy. That's the biggest faux pas of Captain Sandy, is that she won't let the song finish to the dominant chord, and it would bother you for ages.
It would bother me. Y'all, it's Below Dick, Big Dick Energy, episode 14. That's a wrap on Big Sand. She came in, caused utter chaos.
I mean, is it too soon to say Hurricane Sandy? Is it too soon?
I think it's too soon.
Okay.
I think it's too soon. Yeah. Okay. I think hurricanes are on those. I think you have to wait like 50 years where it's not too soon.
I have a cousin named Harvey, and he lives in Houston. It's ironic.
It's just sad. Even y'all, baby, yeah. The thing about Sandy here is she always gets the Miss Congeniality edit. when she, like at the end of a show, she always heaps praise on everybody. And she's always thinking about her image on the show. And they're enabling
her. Can I hug
her.
You? Can I hug you?
Oh. And she even introduced herself to the new chief stew, the new stew, as, I'm Sandy. I'm not Captain Sandy, because she's not captain anymore. But the whole thing about her basically saying, you know, my time here is done. It's time to move on. Time to move on to the report. I got things waiting for me when I get back. What's the poem say? Miles to go before I sleep.
When she said, I'm getting emotional. I went, you're not getting emotional. You're not getting emotional.
But the show does this every time for her. And it's like we don't forget, but the show forgets what a monster she has been. People still like her. There's still a big contingent that likes Captain Sandy.
Again, like we've said before, it wasn't wrong in what she did, how she captained. It was just how she told everyone how she was captaining.
No, she has terrible people skills. Absolutely terrible managerial skills. She's a... I think the weird thing is she plays both sides of misogyny. Which it's hard for women, obviously, in positions of power. But she's got a little chip on her shoulder about it, and I understand it, but it doesn't explain the terrible things that she says to people.
It does.
So I'm sure it's been hard. We're going to talk about misogyny a little bit later in the Bossygate incident, which I want to talk about that.
We are going to talk about that. This is season 10, episode 14, Big Dick. Big deck
energy.
Sorry, my computer always says dick because it's used to typing that.
Wonder why.
Big dick. Big deck energy. This is, now we have a little bit of news that we've heard. It's not confirmed yet, but there might not be a reunion of this season of Below
almost
Deck.
Almost certain. they haven't been. We've got, I think, probably three more episodes left. Mm-hmm. They haven't been... They usually don't push it until the last two or three. What it's interesting is we haven't seen, I haven't seen a trailer for the new season.
I was just about to ask you about
the new season to drop.
Literally, I was just about to, we don't know what's coming next.
It should be coming soon. Usually they do a month out.
It should be mid, shouldn't it? In the lineup. Cause we finished with Down Under and Sailing Yacht were at the same time, right? Or was it Down Under and Med?
I can't remember.
I can't remember either. We do too much.
I think Sailing Yacht... I can't remember. I don't know. Someone will tell us.
Something's going to come, and we're going to be here. By the way, speaking of coming down the line, y'all, Love is Blind, March 24th is coming... It's coming out on Netflix. Of course, we will be covering season 4 in Seattle, right?
Yes.
In Seattle. And also,
the city by the bay. Kidding. it's not. No.
That, of course, is El Paso.
I think I screamed out, it's great to be in the city by the bay in Boston.
I think you did.
I think I screamed that in every time we were in a city that was on the ocean.
I think you did, actually.
I did, because I didn't know where I was.
I think you said that in Dallas, even. you knew Dallas because you fucked one of the people that worked in the theater.
That's true. It's awesome. Great to be here in the city that never sleeps.
City, yeah. Love Topeka. Yes, so that's going to be happening into March. We're very excited. And I'm going to say this. Y'all... If you're not watching Darcy and Stacey right now,
it's really, really good this season.
You're missing prime. Just again, the Carol Burnett and Vicki Lawrence of reality television.
It is that energy.
It is that energy, and I'm here for it. And it is so fucking. If you just need a show that is foolishness,
it is foolishness.
It is. It is like a drag race adjacent at this point.
I just think. I think I mentioned on the podcast. I think. The production knows them. They know themselves. production knows what to film. The women know kind of what's going to be the funniest.
That's great.
And if you want to see Stacey shaving Darcy's ass, not a graphic version of it, but Darcy's on all fours and her sister's shaving her butt.
But the way it's, first of all, she's not naked. She's still wearing panties.
No, she's still wearing panties.
So it's not Extreme Sisters. Which, in Extreme Sisters, it would be full on nudity.
And they'd be talking to each other warmly and quietly.
And she would have to lick her asshole before she shaved it.
Ooh. Isn't it interesting how that scene, it's all in context. That scene made me laugh, but any other thing on Extreme Sisters, it's all in the way it's set up. And maybe not the slow, beautiful music that's played during scenes like that.
It's
or like
true.
The mother and daughter colonics on Smothered.
I even thought...
That was Camelot.
I thought Extreme Sisters was going to be lighter this episode, and no, it still gave me that nauseating feeling.
Dysfunction and mental illness.
But that will be on our, that's on our Reality Gaze Plus at the $8 tier, and we will be doing a MILF Manor Minute this week. So tune in for that as well.
I'm going to take a coffee break.
Poodle's taking a Pepto. We should contact Pepto Bismol to see if they will sponsor Extreme Sisters
podcast, sponsored by Pepto Bismol. Sponsored by Milk of Magnesia.
Ginger ale.
Because we know Schweppes. The show makes you sick.
Sponsored by Schweppes.
Schweppes. Not Schweppes.
Oh, I didn't know.
It's not Yiddish. Schweppes.
Maybe date somebody in that family. I don't know. Maybe they're rich.
Wait, which one was into the Nexium cult? I think it was one of them. Like the Schweppes fortune or something like that. Like the tonic water fortune.
Wow.
The quinine business. Isn't it crazy that quinine is one of the things that cures malaria, but it's also in tonic water?
That is crazy.
Those are the little things that I enjoy about the world.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Poison in tiny amounts is a great mixer. Who knew?
Who knew?
And it can also make your face look, and botulism can make your face stay.
Thank God.
We need poisons. Anyway,
how you tell the guys? You say, I know that I'm a little venomous, but it's good for you.
Exactly. Just going to bite you a little bit.
Just a little. Mm-hmm. I think you would be that snake that bites you a little bit, but it makes your dick hard.
Ooh.
And then they fuck you and then you eat them.
What's that snake?
I think that's the poodle snake.
Just push him off the cliff.
All right. We need to move in. We haven't even started.
That's the lesbian version. We need to move in.
We need to move in. All right, everybody. Let's jump in. What's your first teabag, Poods?
God, this wind.
Ooh, I seen the wind.
Y'all, Sandy's mortal enemy is back.
True.
she is one of the captains who complains about wind more than anybody else. She can't sleep. But
it just seemed so much of a production to show how hard. Again, she's showing us how hard she's getting the best at it. Well, she's showing us how hard she's captaining.
Yeah, and what a good captain she is. She guides the ship in, y'all, like a sex toy right into a vagina.
Yeah.
Just into a
whoop.
Perfect. A perfect zip up right into port.
Yeah.
Like a perfect strap on. And I just wrote down, this is like most of Sandy's story was about her overcoming the wind and overcoming everyone's conception of her. And she wound up winning in the end. Well, that's what production told us anyway. It's weird. She'll get shitty edits throughout the season, but it always winds up turning out good for her. Because of production.
I don't think it's just
except for Malia and except for Hannah.
I disagree a little bit. I don't think it's just production. I think Captain Sandy is a master of PR and knowing how she
is.
I think she gives it. That's what she continues to give them. So they have to put it in the edit. Yeah. She's already thought of how of her redemption arc. So that's where I think it's yes and to both of those things.
Yeah. What's your next tea bag?
Y'all, we've all been on a boat somewhere and a part of our butt falls out. That made me laugh. It's not really a tea, but I have to say,
your boo fell out. She's like, it's my butt.
Except for the high maintenance one. I love this charter.
Yeah, it's almost like they threw her in there. They invited her.
She's
just
a friend
to
nobody
be awful.
Likes. Yeah, she's a friend nobody wanted to come on this, but her dad or her mom or her grandma, I guarantee you she was connected in the pageant world and they had to invite her.
It was bad. Or at the very last minute, someone said, oh, y'all, this is just white blonde ladies. Can we just... does anyone know anybody?
Maybe, but there's other women of color on the. But I think
in the charter.
I thought there was another woman too.
Maybe, I don't know.
Well, regardless, whatever the reason, we both agree. Yo, they had to bring her. She's that. I remember. We all. Who was your friend in elementary school that they had to invite to everything?
Oh. Let me think.
Kind of afraid mine was me.
No one.
I hope it wasn't me.
I don't remember.
What if we don't remember because it was us?
Oh, maybe that was me.
maybe
I was the one. Oh, no.
I think I was.
Y'all, if you can't remember, you were that friend.
We were that friend.
Oh, no.
Think about it. At the child's birthday party, who would have spoke up and said they needed a different piece of cake than the one they were given?
Or the one who sat there and like ate three pieces before someone else had one. That was me. I can't help it. I liked cake.
Or the one who said, I need all the icing on the side. That was me.
I said that.
Oh, God. Hi. We're the problem.
Wow.
We need to move on. What's your next tea bag before I go in a shame spiral?
Nothing has ever been more relatable than Haley being Jerry Halliwell.
Oh, my God.
It's like, I thought I was gay when I was younger because I was obsessed with Jerry Halliwell.
That picture of her as a kid is one of the funniest things.
Look at her dressed as a concert, like a small sex worker. She's gotten some of the best one-liners. She was revealed as the favorite Yachty at the Crappies. I presented that to her.
Oh, you did?
She
that's
wasn't
what,
there, but
did she do a video or anything like that?
No, they do those. I was part of the what I called the Creative Arts Crappies.
Yes. So what? You, this is Below Deck where people listen to the Crappies. What yes. You were at the Crappies? What awards did you present?
I was at the Crappies, and I presented the what I called the Creative Arts Crappies that were already announced in an episode previously televised. So I was there. It was like best sound editing for a short film. A Rocky short film. That's where I was. That would have been the comparable. So it's about right where our show should be.
So you said best Yachty is Haley. What else?
Yachty
did you
was best Yachty. You know what? I can't remember. It was either Aisha or Haley. I think it was Aisha. I think Aisha did wind up winning. You know what? I'm fucking this up. But Haley,
you were drunk probably by the time
you got up
there.
They asked me who my favorite was. Mm-hmm. It was one of the. I think it was either I loved Aisha and did my Aisha.
Did they enjoy her?
They did. And then someone screamed from the audience because they have the same audience that we do. Captain Sandy, do Captain Sandy.
Did you?
Just a little bit. But because it's not my stage, it's the Crappies. I'm not going to perform.
Did they enjoy
shit.
It though?
They did.
I bet it made Ben and Ronnie. I would watch it, but I'm not.
Because I don't want anyone to watch me.
Well, you can though. Not to
that's
plug
true.
Their,
you can they're,
on
they're
their
moments.
Digital worldwide moment. It's going to be up for only a week, y'all. So go to the Crappens website, and I bet you can find information for
you
that.
Can't. It was a really fun. Ronnie sang, and there were bits. They had a house band.
You met Marcos.
I met Marcos from Below Deck Sailing Yacht. He smells wonderful.
Oh, he does.
He looms large, everybody.
You didn't realize how touchy he was.
He's extremely touchy.
Yeah.
Pulled me close at one point. Kissed me right on the mouth.
Yeah, I think now this is where you got a little drunk and
his tongue explored my mouth.
No, I think that was Ryan Bailey. You just already were. I'm really shocked you both did not fuck.
Yeah, I think it was because he was doing so many other things. We were just like eye fucking each other across the room.
It was the first time you saw Ryan Bailey though in person, wasn't it?
It is. It's true.
It's weird.
Except
you've
for
seen them, but you
our
feel
late
like you
night
know
chats.
Oh well.
But and then the best captain was Glenn. No, I'm sorry, Lee. Because Lee wins every year.
They're gonna give it to him because it's his swan song.
I said Glenn. But and then I think I presented best comeback. I think I was a little drunk at that point.
Boy, you don't remember anything. Wow.
I was late in the evening. I was like,
oh boy.
There were like two more things after me. And the show, it was already like 10 p.m. And
oh, yeah, you were fully blitzed.
I got wasted that night at the after party too. And I think I said this before, me and Courtney from Two Judgy Girls, Irish Goodbye to Everybody. We got drunk and just, I'm like, let's go. And we just Ubered without telling anybody bye. It's pretty much how I handle every party. I'm just like, I'm going to go to the bathroom and then you just don't see me anymore.
Wow.
I just leave.
I need to recover from that. Y'all, we're going to take a break to get that out of my head and we'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Haley, it's your birthday. You want the Captain Sand birthday song? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. It was this kind of halfway in between song and like 80s rap, like Rapper's Delight style.
Well, maybe she was going off the theme of that night.
And maybe. She pointed at her very Vegas style.
She's just awkward. She's just an awkward. She's just awkward.
She's an uncool person who always thinks she's cool. it's
well,
that
and it's, she's I bet she's very cool for lesbians though.
That's true. That's true.
I mean, just meaning like in her people, like she very much like, y'all, I'll be honest.
She commands a room.
All the lesbians I know that I've mentioned below deck, they all go, ooh, Captain Sandy.
I know.
They're all into her.
Yes.
I mean, I have not.
She is a sex symbol.
I mean, she's attractive and she's, yeah. And that she's got that big deck energy. And
yeah.
They're like,
she's got that kind of like stoic lesbian mouth that kind of pulls down at the corners.
That's actually what our lesbian friend said about her. She said, that's what I'm attracted to.
Stoic lesbian mouth.
I said, okay.
Her stoic lesbian mouth.
They're into it. speaking of 80s, my next teabag is, I forgot seeing Fraser and Ben in 80s attire, how much my sexual awakening is
tied
to. They
look like snacks. I gotta say that.
They were uncomfortable. I was into it. Into it.
Even Fraser's arms. I was feeling something.
Ben got a little hot, even though because he's been annoying to me, he got a little hot again in that outfit.
Because we're sluts for just cuties.
Oh. I've never had sex with somebody in 80s attire, but now I feel like I need to do that.
I've never had sex with someone in 80s attire either. Usually I take it off really quickly.
Wait, you've never had sex with somebody like in an 80s jock strap?
Oh, yeah. Does that count?
that
never
counts.
Mind. Yeah. With those are back again.
You've never had sex with a guy who was wearing 80s tube socks?
No. Oh, you know what? I'm wrong. I have. Yeah, all the Silver Lake hipsters.
Yeah, we needed to walk this back. I knew we did.
Oh, I slept with one guy who used to always keep those big tube socks on. And at one point I said, why don't you just take those off? He's like, I like them. And I was like, fine. Oh, I forgot about the socks. Anyway,
discovered there is a volume button on the background noises. You can turn up the volume. I didn't even know.
It's been years of working with this program. And I've asked you several times.
It wasn't clear to me. Well, look at that.
I need to move on to Bossygate.
Yes, that was my next one.
Tony's basically says, now, and they do give us in the edit some moments where Katie says, can you do this, Tony? And she basically says, you know, if you don't do anything to Tony, you have to encourage him. And basically it has been talked that Tony basically says, she's always bossing me around. He talks to Ben about this and says, she's really bossy. Have you noticed she's really bossy? And then Ben brings it up to Ross, and Ross is like, yeah, it's something I've noticed. I'm going to handle it. I just want to say one thing, you guys.
It's interesting, before you start offering an opinion, it's interesting what Ben said. Have Ben said, I picked up she's very much her own woman, and Tony is this island boy who's not used to taking direction. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, the edit did show moments where she was trying to tell Tony certain things. And regardless of how those were construed and how it was presented, y'all, every woman in this world, when they were younger, even when they're older, has been called bossy. And it is that it's a misogynist term. It's for women who, so men out there who are listening, just leave that word out of your vocabulary. It is, little girls are called bossy, and because they want to have their own opinions. Or they have ideas about how things should go.
It's also actually if you think about saying someone is bossy, it's not specific. It's actually just putting an identity on someone, mm-hmm. and it's an emotional thing, whereas it means nothing to me. To me, when someone says someone else is, especially from a woman, that they're bossing, to me that means, okay, you're uncomfortable with her direction.
Right.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, but I'm saying... basically, I'm telling people to stop using that term.
Yes. And yeah. I'm just trying to add to specific of why that is not a helpful term. Whereas in this whole conversation, Ross kind of talked about it a little bit later. But it just felt to me kind of like, oh, poor guys don't like being told what to do because they're
not doing shit. I don't want to defend the men here. Her rank is just like them. So
no, I wasn't defending the man. I'm saying it felt like, oh, poor Tony doesn't, he can't work out when he wants to. He doesn't like being told what to do when he's fucking around with guests. I mean, I took it as like, poor baby.
Well, I'm saying her rank isn't above him.
It's not.
But she can't, so she actually can't tell him what to do. And I think what she was saying is it's really tough. And also, it's compounded by the fact that Ross is fucking her. So the fact that your bosun, the person who ran, he's like, I probably should have thought about that before I started rogering her.
Yeah.
He did. So that's compounded. So she thinks, through no fault of her own, really, that, and she even said, I want to get this done. I want to do things. I sympathize with where she's going because like Katie, I can be quite bossy at times because I know, I think I know what is good for people, and I get excited and I try to move on from that. And sometimes I start shouting orders. Right?
You use the word excited. I don't know if you get excited.
Well, I just know what to do.
Sometimes I think it might be anxiety that you don't think it's going to get done, and that manifests as a projection onto other people. Because I think that happens to a lot of times.
Well,
in
we are do fine. You better follow orders.
Regardless,
just move on.
Regardless, I know it comes from a place of love and helpfulness when you're bossy.
I bet it does.
But I don't think Tony. I do think that we have to. You can't. Like some people would say, well, what if this was two guys? That's not a comparison right now because it isn't. It's between a woman and a man. And I think in yachting, we have to look at that if this is a woman talking to a guy who's
not used to have women telling him what to do.
Full yep. on. Yeah. And so like we have to have that kind of conversation. I don't know. I'll be honest. The whole thing, and then when she ended up apologizing to him, the whole thing felt icky to me because there was never this. It would have felt better if Ross would have said, had a conversation with, hey, when in those moments of when you, quote, are being bossy with Tony, what's happening? Like, let's dissect this a little bit. What's going on? And Katie could say, well, I feel like Ben and I are doing work and Tony is talking to someone about the magic of butterflies for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And we need to get something done. That Tony's, there has to be a, there was never, where is Tony's position in this discussed? And I didn't like that.
I agree with you. I'm saying that
but
conversation
I agree. She can't
is,
talk
to,
yeah.
That conversation's never going to happen on a yacht the way you were talking
about
it. Because of the male-female dynamics.
Yep.
You didn't watch this season, but one of the moments that where everyone started to get really prickly with Malia is a med thing where she was made lead deck hand because she was basically fucking Wes, who was her superior at the time, and then she started basically telling people to do things in a very way and saying you just don't like women talking to you this way, and it was one of those moments. She mellowed as the seasons went, but she had that kind of Sandy chip on her shoulder as well.
I kind of wish we saw more of this. I kind of wish this wasn't addressed in just one episode as like a little blip, because Katie can be, we've seen, she can be intense and very direct. And I like her a lot.
I started out not liking her, but I think what could have happened is Sandy could have overheard Tim saying you're being bossy.
Oh.
And Sandy could have come and said, why do you think she's bossy? Why do you want to use a word like that?
I think I'm
bossy? You know, then that could have been a learning moment.
Yes. If there's not a reunion of this, I'm going to be really sad. Jake and I talked about it. We think they don't, you know, Jake brought up the point, but I thought it's true that they probably don't want to have a because I guess Alyssa's not coming to the reunion now.
Nope.
Rachel's
neither
not coming.
Neither is Rachel.
And we think they probably don't want, for the brand, they don't want two captains being pitted against each other in opinions. That's our theory.
They don't. And this was filmed about a year ago. And I think my theory is Lee doesn't like feeling disempowered. Because on social media, he's been very kind of, they haven't been fighting really, but Lee's been pretty salty about things that Sandy's done. So they don't want to encourage that kind of fighting between kind of captains of their brand.
Because Captain Lee's out. He's not doing another season. Yep. So he's like, I don't care if I literally burn the ship. Fuck it.
Kind of. Yeah. I think PR probably said, yeah, we're going to nix this for a good reason.
Y'all, and Sansan's not going to keep her mouth shut either.
No.
And she's going to completely just, I mean, can you imagine if Captain Sandy said, well, I arrived to the ship that just was bad captaining. People would go berserk.
I think they would probably try to keep it nice. I honestly don't think, I don't think either of them is comfortable on a reunion where there are two captains, probably.
Yeah, that's a...
So, yeah. I mean, we've never had this before. Actually, maybe we've had short fill-ins. But never
like an episode or two, but not basically the entire season.
Yeah, she was basically here for like 10 episodes, probably, right? Something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe eight or 10, I think.
Let's talk about
you.
I'm sorry, I thought you were done. I'm so sorry.
I'm done.
Let's talk about your favorite thing, cake. I just want to say this, y'all. This is how you make a fun themed cake.
I agree.
Is what you do. It doesn't have to look beautiful. It's about fun. I wouldn't have even minded if this was a funfetti cake because it would have been apropos, I think.
Yeah. I do say that funfetti is for children, but I think you can have a funfetti party like this. The only thing I object to funfetti being is your wedding cake. That's what I've gone on record for.
I know.
But I will say, the cake looked cute. It was like her hair and
it was creepy, but it was hilarious.
Yeah. It was fun. What's your
that was my DX teabag, the cake.
I have one little bit to talk about. Okay, we talked about that.
Well, I want to talk about Leanne.
Oh yeah, that's definitely next. I want to talk about kind of the conversation about Fraser and Haley, and he's like, how did you know you were gay? And he's like, I knew birth, but I put my cock on a vagina and just laid it there. and everyone just went, and there's been some, I remember, I think it was someone said some comment on something I saw on social media, someone's like, why do the Brits have to be, why do these people have to be so vulgar? I'm like, have you met a British person?
Hello.
Especially someone like middle class British or even middle to lower class British. They talk about sex, body functions, sexual
all
parts
of it.
Constantly. It's just what they do. And so that's why even someone like Fraser, who's like super proper, would say something like that. And Haley never stops talking about it.
Never.
So people who are saying, why are they talking about this on television? You're not British. you should see the way British people talk. That's just what they, especially middle class. So Brits can chime in here. I can only guess from the Brits that I know and the ones I've worked with, they're filthy in a great way.
You seem to attract a certain type of person.
Yeah, and I like it.
So, yeah, maybe you're a different barometer.
You want to talk about the new Chiefs stew or new stew?
Yeah, I wonder if that's though in response to years of the upper class of British like not talking about anything, and that's kind of like a maybe societal thing to, I don't know. Sorry, I'm just thinking. But yeah, we can talk about Leanne. Okay. Okay, let me set this up. Poodle, give me a second.
Okay.
Because if sure. if anyone knows this situation,
I wrote this down too.
It's Jake Anthony. Of when you're at a certain situation,
I can weigh in here.
And someone shows up and you realize you've either fucked them or
they've seen your nude pictures and bits.
Yeah, you just sent this person a picture of your asshole with three cans of soda in it. And
you've seen me make this exact same face that Ben did.
So
like,
Poodle,
we've been at parties. You know, I'm like, oh.
So for people that don't know mm-hmm. or that aren't as slutty as you,
yeah.
What do you do in this situation?
It happens. It's a common occurrence for me.
For you. Thank you for adding that.
What you do is, first of all, you kind of have a moment where like, you have a, like Ben went through. He had a moment like, oh my God, this isn't happening. Because mm-hmm.
you have that. I've seen that face you make.
That's step one.
Okay.
Kind of like refusal to acknowledge reality.
Okay.
Step two is walking away and a little bit of shame, but it's kind of funny shame and it's kind of a turn on. That's what we move through. Step three is, oh my God, it's you. This is funny. We've kind of worked through our shame. And step four is, where's the nearest bathroom so we can fuck? So that's it.
And I think that's exactly what's going to happen on this boat. And again,
Tony's never going to get any sleep.
It bothers me so much that if we don't have a reunion, to hear Camille be so fucking bothered by Leanne.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Ben. Y'all,
they'll come for each other.
I pray, please let, can we just have Ben cut to Ben rabbit fucking Leanne as well?
Yeah. I can see that happening.
That's what I need to happen.
And he's already, they've been on, he found her on Tinder and said, I think we have the same passions in the bedroom.
And Leanne shows the text on her phone. It is quite lengthy.
Yeah.
It's not just a dalliance. No.
You know what? I've been there. Sometimes the yachting world, I think, who said that? Was it Haley or Fraser? The yachting world is very small. But when it happened, I was just like, this is close to reality.
You know what? Dallas, the DFW Metroplex is not small, and yet that happens to you a lot.
Ooh, God, that was a problem there. Y'all, that's why I had to leave town. I literally matched.
Y'all,
don't pull over.
Don't pull over. That's me. Sorry. We're remote, but go.
Grindr would say, no available matches. I'm like, really? There are no more games.
You know yourself
left?
when your grinder goes, you fucked them all. You're fucked out.
I beat the game.
Yeah. There's just, you beat the game. There's just a picture of a deflated used tire.
It's the theme song when you win Zelda.
Yes.
When there are no more gays left to fuck in Dallas. So you guys, this woman I think is going to ruffle a couple feathers.
I think it's
gonna
be great.
She's been a Chiefs stew. She likes extreme sports.
Fraser, she seems like she's very direct.
Yeah.
Fraser is going to be intimidated by her.
There's a little bit of I'm not like other girls going on.
Yeah.
We'll see. But you know, everything ends with, and we get a great tip from that charter. Psych. We got a shitty tip. Because y'all, you knew it was gonna be. You knew it was gonna be. The worst,
yeah,
awful.
You knew it.
That's basically all I have, y'all. Captain Lee comes back.
Boat Daddy's back. Boat Daddy got. We didn't get really much. She just says, Captain Sandy said, Alyssa's gone. Insubordination. And Captain Lee goes, great. Stand
okay.
by.
Okay.
Glad to be back, everybody. Now get yourself back to goddamn work.
And it does really seem like it's all smooth sailing. The chief stew is a wild card, or the new stew is a wild card. We'll see. But everybody else, I wrote this down. Everyone loves everybody now.
Oh, Fraser yes. said it's his favorite charter they've ever had. And Captain Sandy said, you're welcome. You're welcome.
She did, basically did.
You're so welcome.
Anyway, that's the show. That's all I've got.
That's the show, everybody. Go to realitygaze.com. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. We appreciate it. I'll be there a little longer than Poods, but we'll be in
Podcast I'm going to hang movement. Out for one day.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we're going to be in Podcast Movement Vegas. We're going to meet our Caitlin, our from Canada. Oh, hey, our social media. We're finally going to meet. We're excited about that. We'll be doing some other stuff. Again, I'm just going to say this again. If you're in the stratosphere and you see someone getting Dutch doored on that roller coaster and say, is that Poodle? It is.
Whoop, whoop.
It is. Yeah. Viva Las. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Anyway, y'all.
You'll see me through the Bellagio fountains. Just popping up and down.
Because I did it my way.
Y'all, did do it my way.
That's the show. We'll see you next week. Until then, it's what, Poots?
Anchors again.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.